Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing?
Yes.
How's it down in Florida?
Is it sunshining in Florida?
Oh, we doing all right. Lots of sunshine. It's hot. Hot down
on
here.
Fire. Not fire. Fire. You know, they say fire. You don't say fire. Fire.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'll be joining y'all soon. Minister Derek Tuck on location. You know, he's always on location. And Sister Evangelist Peppercorn, she's in the house. And yeah, she's in the house. She said that I gave her a cold, my cold.
Okay.
But she's going to be on. She said she's still going to talk. So we're going to bring her on in a few minutes. And Bishop Philip Dukes is preaching today. He's showing out. He said he's going to show out for the South and the North.
All right.
Praise God.
I said, go on, handle your business. But we got a special guest to be coming on today. Gospel recording artist Janice Larry in the house. Oh, yes, she'll be here. She will be here right here, right now. We're going to bring the Lord on before we open up our broadcast, we're going to say prayer. And then we're going to invite the Holy Spirit on in, and we're going to bless the Lord with Shekinah glory, okay? Come on, let's do that. We holler your name, Father, today. We just thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us right here. Father, we holler your name, Holy Jesus, for you are our strength. You are our fortress. We holler your name, Holy One, because we thank you right now, Lord God, for our life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with miracles and blessings. We thank you for our families and prosperity and successes that we are going to accomplish right here, right now. We thank you for this free country and for being able to come before our people on the radio airways right now in the name of Jesus, all through internet technology. We thank you for all of our listeners and all of our special guests that come on our broadcast. We just praise your holy name for what you're doing for Glorious Gospel Vibes and all the other radio broadcasts. And we thank you for our hosts, and we pray for all unity among all men right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Father, we praise your holy name. We lift you up above all things, and we continue to receive the blessings from on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Right here. Come bless the Lord. Shekinah glory is in the house. So let's go and see what we got going on with
Praise God.
Oh, y'all know my wig is sideways, y'all. Y'all know I love
it. I understand.
Bless that name.
Come and bless the Lord. That's what y'all come and bless the Lord. This has been a grand day. I tell you. I had me a good time in church. Creflo Dollar showed out. Hey, he wasn't there today, but he always got somebody in his place just want to turn out the church. You know, we had to go for
all right.
You know how it go. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Sister Vandas, you ready, baby? Are you ready? Come on on the air, sweetheart. Oh, Sister Vanderson. How's everybody doing this beautiful day? I'm telling y'all. How's everybody doing this? Sister Vanderson Peppercorn in the house.
How you doing, Sister Peppercorn? We're doing fine down here in South Florida.
Well, I need y'all to pray for me. Pray for me, honey. Pray for me.
Yeah.
What's
wrong?
She gave me her cold.
Oh,
she knows that. Yes, she did.
Oh,
but
wow.
You know what? She done prayed to be healed. Now, she need to come on pray for me. When we get off the air, she want to lay some hands because I can't be around here like this. I got things to do, people to see, a place to go. You know, I can't be fooled up.
Where you got to go?
She said she got places to go. Where you got to go? I got places to go. You know I got places to go.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Well.
Mm-hmm. Where?
What? Well, hi. Did you say hello to the? We got a special guest today. And see, that's what I'm talking about. See, you don't put people on the air when they got special guests and when they know their horse and stuff like that. What's up, man? You didn't have to come today, you know. How y'all doing, McCrae's? How y'all doing, honey?
Yes.
God has blessed my health. I'm feeling fine today.
I just missed you last week. I miss you when you don't be on the radio.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's when I first got it. She gave it to me a couple weeks ago. See, that's what I'm talking about. I can't be missing no airplay. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You just don't do it. You don't give people your call. You got to call, you stay home.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's showing up bad.
That's true. That's good. That's good thinking.
So, Evangelist Globy, next time you better stay home.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
What are you
anyway,
taking for it, Sister Peppercorn? What are you taking?
Well, I got some ginger root, honey. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I got some ginger root. And some lemons and stuff, you know, mixed up together. And I've been working on it, and I thought I wouldn't be well by the day, but you know what? You know, God knows what he's doing. He still got me. I still can talk. That's what I'm talking. So it's all right. It's all right. I'm going to be all right. You know, I'm healed.
All right.
God, oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh Lord, here she go. Okay, we got a guest today. Don't get her started, please. We got a guest today, and I would like to tell everybody a little bit about our special guest gospel recording artist, Janice Larry, in the house. Oh yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell y'all a little bit about Janice Larry. She's a contemporary Christian recording artist. Miss Larry's journey and love for music started early when she began singing in the church choir. Miss Larry is a mezzo-soprano and has studied voice under the direction of Dr. Bruce Borden while attending the University of West Georgia. She has performed and recorded backup for many professional artists, including rappers, the Egyptian Lover, and A-Town Players. She has also sung with the Choral Society of Middle Georgia, the Macon Symphony, and the U.S. Air Force Band. Miss Larry can sing country, jazz, R&B, rock, blues, and classical music, but her favorite music that she enjoys performing is gospel. Shortly after graduation from University of West Georgia, she played the role of Francisco. I can't, all these long words. Well, you should have known.
It's all right.
You should have
heard
that by now. Oh, Lord.
That's okay.
I can't think with Sister Peppercorn on the side of me. Y'all be all right. Role of Francisco. The opera Carmen and Kazi Von Tutti. Miss Larry loves giving back to the community. She has volunteered for the Georgia Music Hall of Fame and has assisted several promoters during their concerts. Despite going through many trials, including the death of her mother and several illnesses, she was diagnosed with Moyamoya disease. She realized that God has her on this earth for a purpose and serves him by serving others. Ms. Larry is an humble spirit that believes in putting God first in her life. Currently, she sings with the Gospel Music Workshop of America and has just completed her first solo project. Man says no when God says yes. Oh,
that's
my
all
goodness. That's it right there in itself. So we present you some and introduce to others none other than gospel recording artist Janice Larry. How you doing, sister?
Oh, truly blessed. I am enjoying you guys. I love it. I love Sister Peppercorn.
Awesome.
You can come on, Lion Horse.
I
understood what you were saying.
I'm stop.
Go, girl.
I'm stop, baby. I'm stop. I'm talking about stop.
Oh, ain't nobody. It's not no star in the gospel radio. Oh,
welcome.
Lord.
I am so happy. I used to be, they used to call me Sad Sally because I was just calling one all the time. I said, I stopped them. Stop calling me Sad Sally. Call me Joyful Jan because I got too much to live for.
Joyful Jan.
Yeah. And they, 16 years ago, they said I wasn't going to live. This is a very rare disease. I had two blockages in my brain, two strokes.
That's
And just laid around and just waiting to die. But then my daddy got sick, and I forgot about me. Started helping him, and then God just put it in my heart. Now, see, I'm not finished with you yet. You need to get up and give your testimony.
That's right.
And I was in the studio with a childhood friend. We was making up a song, and then he said, how you write a song? Just sing from your heart. And I just started singing from my heart. I gave up sleeping my life away. And but now I know he has a purpose for me. I got to get up and serve him. And still, it's a miracle that I'm walking around here. They don't understand why I'm doing so well. I know it's God. He still have a purpose for me. And I share my story to help other people. Don't give up. These doctors don't know. God has the final say-so. They can't give you a timeline on your life. Don't be depressed. And sometimes I have gotten depressed, and I think September is National Depression Month. But I couldn't believe that you can suicide month. Well, I got so down, so physically and mentally hurt, and I just asked God, please take me home. And then I got the thinking, oh, that's crazy. That sounds like suicide. And then the voice came up and said, you sure you're going up? You sure you done did everything he wanted to do? And I just said, Lord, please, I'll change my mind. I can wait. And I'm here. I'm doing his job and making sure I get everything done before he takes me home.
All right.
Beautiful testimony.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go back to that. September is suicide month, something you said.
I thought I saw it on the
first time
on the internet. It's a national suicide month for the military.
We know that was the devil then. We know that was the devil because ain't no such a thing as a suicide month. I ain't read that in Bible.
I mean, I know.
Yeah,
it's awareness because people just give up and they commit, get so depressed. They ain't nothing but the devil. And
that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
And just rebuke him. Get him out of the way. And some people need to hear that. God loves you. You're special.
Yes,
he made you for a reason. You're unique. Nobody has the right to look down on you other than to pick you up.
I'm telling you.
I'm here. I've been there, done
testimony.
That. Yes. And love God because he's going to take care of you. Don't be no man. I've been through depending on man, and I'm still here. God got my back. I'm doing good.
Well, just to see how amazing, most of us know how amazing our God is because he's brought us through so many things. Can you tell the listeners just the Moya disease? And you see how she speaks, and she speaks proper English. You all, she's not country like me, but anyway.
Oh, yes, I am.
I am
from Macon,
Georgia.
Just to get
an idea what that is, and what it was, and what God healed you and delivered you from. Could you just give us
Yes, Moya it stands for poop of smoke. It's a very rare disease, 1 in 2 million. And when I was first diagnosed with it, they ain't have a name for it. They just made up something. Japan is where it's mostly in Asians then. The blockages of my main artery were blocking up in the brain. One of them is totally blocked. And then you have vessels that's
create more blood flow, and then they pop, causing you to have many strokes or major strokes. But it's mostly found in children. The where, because people, the children are having strokes and they don't know what to look for. They don't have the correct testing. And God just blessed me in the right areas for them to find out. But they still can't do anything about it. They just want to cut on you and do surgery
and continue to hope for the best.
But no, God said no. And my doctors, I had God-fearing doctors up north. I have to travel across the country because these doctors here in Macon won't touch me because they're scared. High risk.
Wow.
And but that's all right. And so now
but
I learned that.
You
I just learned.
Know,
yeah, he
know
got. That's right.
Healed.
That's right, and I am doing very good. Bad headaches, I couldn't get out of bed for 3 months. My daddy, when he was living, when I first diagnosed, he waited on me hand and foot, and he knew I was sick. And then he developed dementia, and he didn't, and the confusion and everything around. But I survived it. I'm stronger, and I don't look it. That's what people judge you by what you look. Look
isn't
like you can't see what a person is going through. And they will say you're faking and treat you even worse, but they don't mean to. That's just the flesh. And so you just have to forgive them and keep on.
And keep
and,
on
and love them.
Knowing that
that's
God
right.
has already
but
done
I'm,
a thing.
I'm
He's
making.
Done a thing from the beginning of time. He knew that you might come across this right here.
Yes.
And he was going to be right there to bring
And again, I'm a miracle. They don't know why I'm walking and talking
they
with all this brain damage. But God... That's right. He has a purpose for me. He's not finished with me yet.
Okay.
And I've been
right.
doing great.
And this is why. This is why the song that she now. Did you write the song when man
yes.
says no, God says yes?
That's right.
That's why she broke this song because every time man said no, God showed up and showed him.
All
I
right.
said yes.
Okay.
Go forward.
Yes. I gave in the song, first to begin, I was like, yes, don't give up. I gave up initially, but,
but
I then God then brought me to my senses. Get out there. Serve me. I'm the one that's keeping you here. No man can do anything for you. I can.
Hey, and so. That's reunite. Well, we're gonna play. When man says no, God says yes.
Yes.
Right here on Glorious Gospel by Janice Larry in the house.
That's all
right. When the doctor gives you 6 months, 3 months, or even 2 weeks to live, don't give up. God has the final say so. Not man.
Yeah. in God's hands, all things are possible.
Praise God, praise
oh,
God.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you.
Sister Janice.
Man says no, God
yes,
says yes.
Praise God.
That is Janice Larry in the house.
This is Prophetess McCray, praise God. God is still in the miracle business. Look at this miracle, praise God. When man says no, God says yes. What a blessing, what a blessing.
Amen.
Beautiful, praise God. So beautiful, praise God.
Thank you.
Well, Sister Larry, I want you to introduce your next song, which will be Amazing Grace. We would like for the people to listen to this one. Because
okay.
It is amazing what you've been through and what God has brought you out of.
Yes.
And give us a little background on Amazing Grace.
This, I had a co-writer with this. It's a little jazzy. And it kind of, I didn't mean for it to come out that way. I was just singing from my heart. And, yes. And I just praise God. The CD is very diverse, different. It's just not like some CDs sound, every song sounds the same. Mine
right.
is different. I have, you know, five songs and then, yeah, and then the tracks. But yes,
Janice,
it's been amazing. Yes, ma'am.
It's supposed to be that way. God said it. Praise God. And just accept it. Praise God.
Right.
It's all.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Right here on Glorious Gospel.
I give all
Janice
credit to
Larry.
Him.
All
right.
Thank
right.
you.
Amazing grace. How
yes.
sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
You rescue
coming on our broadcast, sharing your story.
Oh, thank
and your,
you.
I'm telling you, sharing your deliverance, sharing your
yeah.
testimony to let mm-hmm. people know that, that there is a God that delivers and bring you from a stupor to the highest of heights.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, and we all need to hear that roundabout in this time and,
yeah.
and what's going on in this world, in this age. Continue
yeah, yeah.
to uplift and encourage people. That's what
yeah.
God has planned and purpose for you. So your job was not finished, and
no,
you're still
funny.
Not finished until
right.
he says so. And I tell you, and I don't think that's going to be anytime soon. So you continue to do what you're doing. And I want you to do, talk to our listeners and let them know where they can purchase this CD, all the different avenues and outlets that they can go and be a part of this blessing.
Yes, I'm on CDBaby .com, iTunes, all the digital outlets, and you can also friend me on my Facebook page, which is Janice Larry, L-A-R-Y, Larry with one R, and my artist page is, you can look it up easily, Joyful Jan 1 with the number 1. Yeah, Joyful Jail, spell Joyful, and then Jan, and then 1. And you can always inbox me if you want a hard copy that I can send it to you. You can call me, air code 478-501-0660. Again, that's air code 478-501-0660. Anytime. I'll be glad to talk to you if you need encouragement. I love it. Love helping and
wonderful. Okay, and you know what we say.
Yes,
let
ma'am.
Let me just tell you. Look here. Listeners, y'all go purchase that CD. And don't be downloading it off of Shaquita now.
Yes, ma'am.
Computer. Don't be letting nobody make you a copy. Go and buy the stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
But you know, God always provides. If it's gonna save a soul, go on and print it. That's how I tell it.
I said
if it's gonna
to
save a soul.
God said your gift will make room for you.
Yes. And I also have a website. I'm sorry, I forgot that. God Says Yes Ministries. And
right.
They can
God
send me
yes.
there. Yeah, .com. And I will send them a hard copy if they, because a lot of people don't like downloading. And in fact, I bring it down to $5 because my overhead is low, and I want everybody to have a copy. And I love God. And again, you know, I that's the advantage of being an independent gospel artist. You can say, you can be. If it's on Facebook,
it's a job, but it can be a blessing too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be a blessing.
We thank you so much,
Janice. And we continue to pray for you that you go expeditiously to your the highest of heights, and you continue
thank
to
you.
Be blessed.
Praise God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And
you're doing
a great job.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. All right, y'all. Right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. You were there. I was there. I tell you, I'm glad that she was able to encourage me because I've been going on.
Yes.
I had death in my family. I had been sick. And I tell you, I thank God for all of those that wrote condolences and those that uplifted me and prayed for me while I was down. I thank all of you, all of my hosts, too. Thank you also for praying for me. And And most of all, I thank the Most High, El Elyon, the Most High God, because he was always there, always seeing me through. So I want to play this song, You Were There, by Glory Pope. And y'all continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for you and uplift you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. I'm Bishop Herbert McCray, bringing you holy greetings in the name of Jesus. You know, on last week, we were speaking on the blood of Jesus, and we are still going to be talking on that topic because there's a lot to interpret before we get to really understand about the significance of the blood of Jesus. Now, we talked the last week about the wages of sin, and I asked a question and actually told you to write it down, and the question is, what is sin? What is sin? Sin is disobeying the word of God. And we went on to talk about how Adam and Eve disobeyed God. No one disobeyed the word of God, but that's what Adam and Eve did. And by them disobeying God by eating the fruit of good and evil, and that got into their DNA, and it caused a big problem to you and I today. It's in man nature. That sin is in his nature, and the sin of good and evil. And it seems as though man, everyday thought is so dealing with evil. And here's another scripture, the wages of sin is death. Okay, what is wages? Okay, I want to explain, we're not talking about money, that type of currency or what have, but we're talking about wages is blood. That will open up to you later on, meaning that if you sin, something must die. Tell us in Leviticus 17:11 that life of the blood, life of the flesh is in the blood. So if life is in the flesh, is blood, the blood has to be shed. Blood must come out for the remission of your sin to make atonement with God. Man has passed this disobedient sin, but God saw favor. You know, man had became so disobedient, and as the world grew and every thought was in his mind was evil, nobody will seem to want to obey God. But God saw Abraham and told Abraham something to do. And Abraham believed it, and he did what God told him to do. Abraham obeyed God, and this was good. So God's plan for salvation moved into the perfect phase. Now, we're going to be moving forward, but we finally got someone who is back and seeing the importance of obeying God. We're going to move forward. Up on through, forward, forward, because there's a lot, but time won't permit. We're going to move up to Moses and the tent tabernacle. Praise God. Moving forward, God chose the tribe of the Levites to conduct his service, and he wanted to explain and dwell in the presence of these chosen peoples coming from Abraham, what he liked it and disliked it, did not like it, concerning his commandment. God gave the commandments of the do's and the don'ts. And the ones who did what he told them not to do was considered as sin. And so God decided he would let his presence dwell with in the presence of these peoples. And he gave the orders to Moses and the commandments on how to build tabernacle. He is so much in that in Leviticus. So he told them what to wear, the colors to use in the tabernacle, different colors, how to construct it, and so forth. And the straw bread, the curtains, and the candlesticks, so many things that God put in. And there's a purpose for that, but we don't have time. But he told them how to construct the tabernacle and his presence will be there. And this tabernacle was for them to receive forgiveness of their sins. And he told them what animals was appropriate for them to bring for those who were disobedient. He told them that either what type, it depends on what type of sin you had done. He wanted lambs without spot, the firstborn, and he wanted their blood. That was the price, because the blood is the life of the flesh, and the animal had to come and share his blood and die to pay the price of death, forgiveness of that person's sin. And he wanted lambs. He would accept goats, because of what sin they'd done. Different animals. He had pigeons, turtle doves. He had bullocks, and so on. And they would bring these animals inside to the temple, not inside, but to the temple, and give them to the priest. And the priest will take their offering, what they brought, and he will take it inside of the tabernacle. And there, these lambs would be taken to the altar. And on the altar, the priest will sacrifice the lamb or the turtle dove or whatever it was. And he would, you will find this in Leviticus 11:14. And he would take his finger and put it in the blood and sprinkle it over the altar 7 times. And this would bring in atonement for the person who committed that sin. Now, the good thing about this is, one of the key points in this sacrifice is, those who brought their sacrifice to the temple for the forgiveness of their sin, to shed his blood, when the priest took the sacrifice and took it in and conducted the service, this person will walk away and they will feel good about themselves. They will say, well, I sinned and brought in my lamb, and I gave my lamb to the priest. I believe it. I feel good. I feel clean. And I feel like God, Jehovah, has forgiven my sins. And this was their faith in walking away feeling like God had forgiven them of their sin. And it's amazing when we look at it as, you know, what was required of God when we speak these scriptures now. The wages of sin is death. What is the wages? It was the blood. Blood had to be shared for the forgiveness of sin, because the wages of sin is death. God is life. He has no part in dealing with death. And if you sinned it and did what was wrong, not right in God's sight, something had to die. So God was grateful enough to bring man to the knowledge of animals. Animal sacrifice. This was acceptable, and it was okay. It made atonement. It made a pleading with God. It pleased, appealing with God. And this was acceptable. And this is what we're going to talk about on, you know, just this part here, about the importance of the animal's blood for the forgiveness of sin. So be sure to join us next week when we will talk more about sin and what it takes to put us back into atonement with God. So be sure to join us next week, as it will open up as we go further from leaving the animal's blood to going into the animal lamb, unto the Lamb of God, the Lamb that God chose. And we will open it up so you will understand more about the importance of the blood of Jesus. So my time is running out for me right now, but be sure to join us next week. And before you know, I will probably put in teaching tomorrow, and then on the last day of it, I will put it in a sermon so you will hear, and then when you hear it, you will understand, if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, where would I be? It took the blood of Jesus to wash me clean. It took the blood of Jesus to pay my price for the sins I have committed. And I thank God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get ready for y'all, but the main thing.